USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The waiting game continues for lawmakers and the public as U.S. Attorney General William Barr could reveal the principal conclusions of the special counsel's Russia probe as early as today. Reports are it does not recommend further indictments. House Democrat Jerry Nadler, who chairs the judiciary panel, was asked if he thought that means there wasn't any collusion with Russia.
All we know is that the special counsel, all we think we know, is that the special counsel is not bringing criminal indictments for collusion. There are other investigations going on, which he's farmed out to the Southern District of New York, the Eastern District of Virginia, and they may or may not.
Nadler was speaking on Fox News Sunday. The Powerball jackpot's now at $750 million after no one won the Saturday night drawing. It'll be the fourth largest jackpot in Powerball history on Wednesday night. No one's won the big prize since December. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Very, very scary. Very frightening.
That's an American passenger on a Norwegian cruise vessel that ran into big trouble yesterday. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
A cruise ship with engine problems sent a mayday call off Norway's western coast Saturday, then began evacuating its 1,300 passengers and crew amid stormy seas and high winds in a high-risk helicopter rescue operation. The Norwegian newspaper VG said the Viking Sky cruise ship ran into propulsion problems as bad weather hit Norway's coastal regions.
This morning they say the rescue operation's been completed and everybody is safe and accounted for. Severe weather expected in parts of the Midwest and South today. A line of thunderstorms already pouring heavy rain on parts of Kansas and Nebraska, producing big hail in Oklahoma. Severe storms also expected to develop in parts of the deep South this afternoon and evening when the cold front hits moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
The Pentagon's released the names of the two soldiers killed on Friday in Afghanistan. Military officials say 29-year-old Specialist Joseph Collette of Lancaster, Ohio, and 33-year-old Will Lindsay of Cortez, Colorado, died in Kunduz province. Military officials releasing few details except to say the two died in combat. In Syria, there was celebration yesterday as U.S.-backed Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces raised the flag at what was the final ISIS stronghold in the region.
The end came as the U.S.-led coalition launched a series of airstrikes. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, on a visit to Lebanon, was questioned if funding will continue to the Syrian Democratic Forces to avoid a resurgence of ISIS.
Our mission there hasn't changed. We still have work to do to make sure that radical Islamic terrorism doesn't continue to grow.
I'm John Clemens.
A fraternity at the University of Georgia kicking out four members after they were seen in a racist video online. Tau Kappa Epsilon saying it was disgusted and appalled by the video showing the men using a racial slur and talking about picking cotton. The local chapter of the frat is also temporarily suspended while the national organization investigates the matter more. And eight teams are so far heading to the second week of the NCAA men's basketball tournament after wins yesterday. Eight more second-round games are today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.